Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October 22nd in the year of our Lord 2015. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. The traditions of our founders is incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint, our guide. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, brilliant. That's why we don't believe we need revolution, but we do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. There's all kinds of solutions on the docket. Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live attempts to be one of them by doing our very best to stand for liberty, to stand for what is right, honorable, and true. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got a bunch of stuff going on in the news, Kurt. Just a bunch of it. And first, we're going to do a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour one, we talked about Paul Ryan to seek the speakership. If, I'm going to say a big if he's embraced by the GOP, what does that mean? In other words, he wants the House to agree with everything he does. He wants everybody to endorse him. He simply says, I don't want any dissent. Paul Ryan says, I'll serve as Speaker if my conditions are met. Utah's Jason Chapin drops out. Bad news, to say the least. Not that I think Jason's great, but why would we want to consolidate around one guy, huh? Harry Reid, believe it or not, lead Democrat, endorses Paul Ryan for Speaker. It's just crazy, folks. I don't understand it. I don't see that it makes any sense at all. In other words, I want Democrats and Republicans all to agree with me, and then I'll be Speaker. Is that how America works? I say forget it, Paul. Westmoreland, believe it or not, makes a preliminary case for House Speaker. Sam goes off and proposes a lot of options for Speaker of the House, but none of them make any sense, you know? Why? Because the mainstream press isn't considering a single one of them. Where on earth are the conservatives when it comes to their suggestions for Speaker? I mean, where's Rand Paul? Where's Ted Cruz? Where's Marco Rubio? Where's Ben Carson? Where's Donald Trump with their suggestions who would be great speakers, huh? I'd start with Judge Napolitano if it were me. That's 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live on demand, available now at libertyroundtable.com. Our guest, James Edwards at thepoliticalcesspool.org. He wrote a book called Racism, Smacism, does an award-winning broadcast every Saturday night on this same network, Liberty News Radio. He was our guest riding shotgun. We talked about Dr. Ben Carson teams up with Al Sharpton, story by Kelly Nelson and newswiththeviews.com. Sharpton and I have the same goal, said Ben Carson, just different ideas on how to get there. And my response to Ben Carson is, and what would those goals be? See, Al Sharpton's a communist. Al Sharpton shakes down corporations to get his funding. He's like a thug using race as his, pardon the pun, Trump card. Dr. Carson defended his actions, saying that we should not remain in our camps. Rather, we should reach out to the opposition, ladies and gentlemen. We should reach out to the opposition. What does that mean? I'm interested in reaching out to the opposition, but only on reasonable terms. See, Sharpton gets funding by shaking people down. The top advisor to Ben Carson is Armstrong Williams, ladies and gentlemen. He wants government to hire Louis Farrakhan, of all people, to work in Chicago. Armstrong Williams, as Ben Carson's top advisor, is aligned with a terrorist, that terrorist being Louis Farrakhan, who should be arrested and tried for his crimes. Well, I think several of these people ought to be arrested, but when you start to look at Barack Obama, Jeremiah Wright, Louis Farrakhan, Armstrong Williams, Al Sharpton, now Ben Carson in the mix, what on earth is going on around here? Carson told a prominent group of Latino officials that he also supports giving illegal immigrants a path to legalization and eventual citizenship in our nation. What do you think of that? This was in 2004, 2008, 2012, 2014, now 2015. Ben also stands for mandatory vaccines. Now, I'm having to basically jettison Ben Carson. This is just too much. His stance on gun control is questionable also. He wants to take away your guns. Now, Donald Trump, on the other hand, doubles down against Jeb Bush. Jeb says, hey, my brother kept the country safe. Donald says, no, he didn't. Look at 9/11. The fact is, they knew it was coming. I'm going to say that again. Trump said the government knew 9/11 was coming. Breitbart. It was on Tuesday. What do they call this? Oh, the Tuesday version of New Day on CNN. Anyway, I find that fascinating. Strangely fascinating. So there you go. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It still is available on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com. Also on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Kurt Crosby's with me. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Reuters chimes in, says Joe Biden will not run for the 2016 nomination, boosting Clinton's White House hopes. Reuters News Service, do you think everybody's going to line up behind Hillary there, Kurt?
I think so, Sam. Yeah. Biden is just, at least to me, you really can't encourage old Grandpa Joe to do much more than just vacate the premises.
I think it'd be fantastic if Hillary was president. See, me and Joe, we could go hang out and kind of womanize. We could womanize while Hillary's running the country. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Talk about an economic boost. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, think about this. You got Joe and Bill running around. It's just crazy. Anyway, at least Joe Biden won't be running. That's one less guy we got to contend with, at least, right?
Well, yeah, and one less embarrassment for the United States, maybe.
That's right.
You know, where he just needs to, you know, retire, maybe fish a little, maybe spend a little own of his time.
Just keep him
wife.
Away from me and my family. And other than that, I'm
that's
cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and everybody else's family. You know.
Well, even keep him away from his own family. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe the guy could go to church. I don't know. All right, latest mammogram advice, Kurt. Or mammogram. Anyway, start later and get fewer now, they're saying.
Yeah, and that's what I recommend. Start,
they could have asked me that, Kurt.
Never and get
none.
Well, none, yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, they told you how vital it was. And if you said, oh, no, you should get them later and you should get them fewer or none at all or whatever, they'd say, oh, my gosh, you have no medical experience. What are you talking about? You're absolutely crazy. Now the research bears it out to the point where that's the mainstream view now. Hey, latest mammogram advice, start later, get fewer of them. We've been saying that forever, Kurt.
So
and now they've come to what we say to be true.
Yeah, and so they've realized that, hey, radiation is probably not good for, you know, your
body.
You
get that whenever you go to the airport. You get that with Wi-Fi all over your house. You get that everywhere, everything in our society. We got to find ways to have less of it, Kurt, and this is kind of a good start.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you hear these things. You know, it reminds me of the old deals that so many times in life, hey, man, right now, for example, if you give a little baby honey, you know, it's like, hey, you got some kind of a criminal activity going on. You know, when I was a kid, there was nothing about that. Although back then, you know, you weren't supposed to give them mother's milk. You're supposed to give them formula. I mean, you know, because that's just good for them. Then we're advanced here in America, you know. I mean, it's just these kooky things that come around, you know. And so much of it, what you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is look and say, what would the God of heaven have for this individual? Or, you know, and you can got some basic stuff that way.
Yeah, good point, Kurt. So you got that going on. Get less mammograms. Start later. Good advice.
Start and get zero. You know, and that is.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, hey, they're working on it, Kurt. They're coming around to our point of view, and it just shows we were right and they were wrong, and you know, they're coming to their senses on it. By the way, goodbye to the middle class, Kurt. 51% of all Americans make less than $30,000 a year now. Did you know that?
Well, they're trying to do your recommendation. Remember, you make less money.
Well, they're not really trying to. That's just the force of the destruction of the middle class. All right, quick pause. Got a guest coming up. Liberty Roundtable live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hey, man, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. If you ever had a traffic ticket, you ever got an IRS audit, you ever been completely frustrated and felt helpless when it comes to government, man, you're not alone. Isn't that like 90% of America? There's a seminar for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to tell you about it. Talk to the speaker and more. If you're interested in freedom, ladies and gentlemen, the seminar is for you also. You know, when you go to court, it's set up to be incredibly intimidating. Do you want to be effective in the arena of the courts? Do you want to learn how to defend yourself economically without needing to hire those dreaded attorneys? If you don't have any current legal issues, you can take advantage of what to do and learn how to handle it now while the pressure's off. You can get it done. The seminar is incredible. It's happening in the beautiful Olympic state of Utah. Who's conducting it? Mark Stevens. MarkStevens.net. Mark spelled with a C. Mark says about himself, I'm an anarchist, radio show host who teaches people to effectively defend against bureaucratic attacks. Think about that. Effectively defend against bureaucratic attacks. I teach how to limit the damage that the government inflicts and the predators are seeking to do to you. Oh, man, I like that. Wow. The No State Project is dedicated to taking care of business, getting all that stuff done. How'd you like that? Learn more about it. Mark Stevens, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, first off, how'd you get into this stuff? You know, most people that I find that really want to take on the government and have this real dedicated agenda, they get attacked by the government to the point where they get beat up and slaughtered to where they're like, you know what, I don't even care what happens to me anymore. You people are thugs, and I'm going to do everything I can to stop you. Believe it or not, that's how I got into radio. That's how I got into doing what I do. That's how my co-host Kirk Crosby got into what he did. The IRS and the FCC and the USDA and all these government agencies attacked us, and we just take off the gloves. We've had it. And isn't that how most Americans get into this stuff?
Unfortunately, yes. Most people just don't give a damn until it actually, you know, knocks on their door. As long as if it's not them, they don't care. But when it happens to them, they realize just how evil and dishonest these people really are.
It's interesting to me. That's how most people get into it, and most people have this dedication, this zeal after they go through it, where they're like, you know what, this isn't right. This is not going to happen to me or others. I'm going to do my best to the best of my ability. The people that it hasn't happened to think somehow you must have just fallen off the turnip truck, though. They think you're crazy, huh?
Yeah, they don't think that it can happen to them. They think you must have done something wrong. Even like with something with the IRS, they don't realize just how random it happens to be, or if you just happen to have a good year and there's a spike in the amount of money you made that year. That's one of the biggest generators. So there's no empathy that they have, because I think it's driven by, oh, good, thank goodness, it wasn't me. And I had gotten into it, you know, because I had read some information, and it shows that what we see happening and, you know, conflicts sharply with the public relations, that it is a system to protect life, liberty, and property. And once you get involved in it, you see that that's complete horse crap. It's just not true.
All right, now, once you get into it, though, you find that it's very, very cumbersome, very complicated, very confusing, and it could be, I should say can be, incredibly expensive, depending on how you go about this stuff. And most people's first idea is, oh my goodness, I got to hire an attorney. They either, one, cave and lose, or two, they spend a ton of money. Both the wrong answer, huh?
Yeah, and I think what I do is to strip out all the minutiae and all the distractions and all the nonsense, and get right to the heart of the matter. And I simplify things as much as possible so that I've been able to teach people on three continents how to effectively defend against these attacks. People talk about words of art, and they do use words of art. Legal terms mean different things. So one of the things I do focus on is making sure that I control the questioning. I recommend a Socratic method of questioning these people with no sacred cows, and not allowing them to dictate the conversation with their words of art.
When you say three continents, aren't the laws so different in each continent, or are the principles the same?
Well, they may be different in the text, but the underlying argument or claim that they use to show that they apply to you is exactly the same. So in Canada, they believe that if you're physically in Canada, their laws apply. It's the same thing in Australia, U.S., and there's absolutely no merit and no evidence whatsoever to support that argument, which is why on three continents we've been able to get them to admit that there's no evidence to prove that their laws apply to anybody.
In other words, what you're talking about is just your existence doesn't give them jurisdiction.
Yes, your physical location. You're nothing more than your physical location. In fact, I confronted Scott Bales, who is the Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court, and I have this on the website. I confronted him. He agreed that if I'm physically in Arizona, his laws apply, but he couldn't provide a shred of evidence to prove that that was true.
Well, if you do mortgages or if you're in accounting or anything else, they call it, you got to have backup there, buddy, right?
I'm not following.
Well, if you do a mortgage and you say you make a certain amount of income, I got to prove you make that income. Okay, I got to be able to back that up and show for a fact you have that income. I can't just go on your statements. And you're saying to them, you got to have backup, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's
just because you claim it, that doesn't make it so. Where's the evidence? Where's the proof? Where's the backup? Where's the quote documentation, right?
Where is your corroborating evidence to show it? Right, because it's just like a judge snapping at you that, I assure you, sir, I have jurisdiction here. And, objection, is that because you said so or because the prosecution's evidence says so? And you could probably give a judge a stroke with a question like that, especially if you've got, 150 people that he's trying to control that morning. And that's a very powerful question because it keeps the burden on him, and he either has to put up or shut up. Now, he may not do the right thing, but you've clearly exposed on the record there in front of everybody. He's just going based on his own opinion, and he's not doing it based on any kind of proof or evidence.
Now, a lot of people have been doing things like this across the country, and they're right, and you're right, and I just gave you multiple examples even in their world where they want backup from us, but when we want backup from them, for some reason they just come uncorked, they go belligerent. And a lot of people have had experiences where judges just run rogue, crazy, over some of this stuff. Are you finding that judges just get crazy and say, I don't care about you, I don't care about the law, I don't care about evidence, I don't care about anything, I'm virtually a capital G God here? Is that what they're doing?
That happens, unfortunately, that more so, it goes against what you would think, that it's more so in the federal court as opposed to just some rinky-dink, municipal traffic court. But that doesn't happen too often at the state level. We had one federal judge look at a prosecutor when someone raised the issue, the argument, or the objection that the prosecution hadn't provided a shred of evidence to support his argument that he was engaged in prosecutorial misconduct. And he actually turned to the prosecutor and said, "Well, Mr. Wilhelm, what do you have anything?" The Wilhelm says, "I have nothing, Your Honor." And the judge didn't care. The guy admitted in open court he'd never shred of proof. Judge didn't care. Didn't care. So there are some, thank goodness that most of them out there do still have some shred of decency, or I should say some shred of shame, that they are trying to make the slaughter look good. And what we do is throw such a monkey wrench in that they can't, and that's why the majority of these things are tossed out. But you're absolutely right. There's going to be those corporate psychopaths that just don't get, they just don't care.
They don't care, and what they try to do is put up this facade, and then they use the mainstream press to add to their spin, and then they threaten you with all kind of things to where most people cower and back down. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to register for this class at $75, wadeandmelanie.com is where you get that done. Okay? $75 for the whole day. It's going to be Saturday, October 24th. That's coming up right away, 9 to 5. Incredible class. It's going to be at the Quality Inn and Suites in Murray, Utah. Details in seconds. Mark Stevens, our guest on Liberty Roundtable, live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners.
Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Court is set up, ladies and gentlemen, intentionally to be intimidating, to say the least. You want to learn how to be effective in the arena of the courts? You want to learn how to defend yourself and not go broke? You want to stop the thugs? If you don't have any current legal issues, you ought to look at it while you got some free time and a little bit of breathing room, because they're coming after all of us. Sad to say, but true. We're talking to Mark Stevens, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. MarkStevens.net's his website. And Mark basically says, I'm an anarchist, a radio talk show host whose goal is to teach people to defend themselves against bureaucratic attacks. Boy, do we need that. Bureaucratic attacks are everywhere. We're talking about an educational opportunity class coming up, defending against legal attacks with Mark Stevens. The date, Saturday, October 24th. That's coming up right this weekend. Where is it at? Location, Quality Inn and Suites, 440 West, 5300 South in Murray, Utah. So it's basically the Salt Lake City greater area. Cost $75 per person for the full day at the education seminar. Register at wadeandmelody.com, wadeandmelody.com. Have you ever had a traffic ticket, got an IRS audit? What do you do with this? So, Mark, we've established that sometimes judges go ballistic, especially at the federal level. They think they're the capital G gods of this world, but they're not. And just your presence, your location, doesn't subject you to their jurisdiction. The first thing you got to do is learn how to not be intimidated and melt down and freak out. Secondly, what you got to do is just calmly hold your ground. This seminar will teach you exactly, I'm going to say it again, exactly how to do this. If you're interested in freedom, this seminar is for you. So you're going to learn how to be effective in this arena. We're going to talk about the Socratic method of questioning. It's highly educational, a valuable skill to have. Mark, how does that work?
Thanks again for having me. The Socratic method works, and it takes, you know, it's consistent with the, at least the public relations and the way things are supposed to work with the legal system, in that the proponent of an argument, the one making the claim, bears the burden of proof. And all we're going to do is get...
All right, hold on, say that again. The one making the claim bears the burden of proof.
Yes, the burden of proof is on the one making the claim. So when it comes to a government attack, it's always the police, the tax agent, a zoning official, or, you know, DEA, whatever it happens to be. And the Socratic method is not taking a burden upon yourself. So as long as you keep the burden of proof on them by asking simple questions to get them to verify that their argument is true, then you'll be pretty effective. And that includes, you know, who, what, where, when, why, and how questions, and always asking clarifying questions. And when people hear the call of shames I've done, when they've seen the videos and when I'm confronting bureaucrats, including attorney general deputies and of course, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, and they see that just through my simple Socratic, you know, questioning method, that they can't, no matter how high a level of government they are, no matter how much education they have, they cannot verify their arguments. And so that gives people a lot of confidence. Well, hell, if some schmuck from Long Island like Mark Stevens can go in there and question Supreme Court Chief Justice, I think I can handle the beat cop in a traffic court. And
that's where it starts. And the idea, Americans, is that, look, the reason that they give you so many traffic tickets, the reason that they think they can just have their way with you, the reason that they do this is because they can and they do, and they don't have to challenge any of them, really. Virtually, they challenge none of them. I know there's an exception. I get it. But if we all stood up and said, I'm going to take you on cop in court. I'm going to tell you how it is. You're out of control. And if enough of us stood up, the whole court system would almost melt down, wouldn't it, Mark?
I think that it's just 5 to 10% of the people who got tickets, because you're right, they give out so many millions of them. Just five to 10% just stood up and said, "You know what? I'm not backing down. I'm going to fight you every step of the way, and I will appeal it." Yes, this system would collapse because they just don't have the manpower. Absolutely, and more people should. I encourage that. Hey, even if you ultimately have to pay, at least you're getting some leverage for a better deal. Or, you know, because I've had it where the judge openly admitted there wasn't a shred of evidence against me, still found me guilty, but zeroed out the fine so that there wasn't anything to actually pay. So he got to save face, and I walked away knowing that I had done a good job.
I'd almost rather pay the fine but be proven innocent. That would be a little stranger. This questioning method is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. The idea is, look, those making the claims have the burden of proof. Do not stupidly shift the burden to you, okay? It's called the Socratic method of questioning. In the seminar, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday on the 24th in Utah, they're going to really focus on a hands-on seminar here. We're talking about role plays. We're talking about mock trials. We're talking about how to effectively cross-examine witnesses, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. And it involves the Socratic method, which we apply the basic principles of logic. And I'll show how the basic principles of logic relate and are consistent with a lot of the most common objections that you can and should be making in court. For example, when a judge is assuming jurisdiction on behalf of the prosecutor, which is extremely common, and you make an objection, it's outside the pleadings. So we give some of the a lot of the technical phrases, but really it's a matter of just simply.
In other words, the point is the objection idea gives you the chance to say and do and talk about things that are really not the scope, because you're objecting, okay, why? Then the judge hopefully has an ear for listening. Hey, if we're not going to go along the standard lines of what we're going to do to barbecue you, how come? And now you get a chance actually to not be railroaded along the way. Is that the idea?
Right. I mean, people will say to me on the radio show or you know, when we're doing a consult, and I'll mention a certain objection. I'll say, well, I can object to it. Yes. And that alone seems to, you know, really help people with their confidence, when, because judges will actually lie a lot, and you have to call them on it. So I recommend that people just assume that everything the judge says is a lie and object and call him on it. So at the very least, you're just, you know, calling his bluff, or he's going to verify what he's saying is true. But never take what the judge is saying is true. They'll say, well, that doesn't apply here. Objection. Do you have any rational grounds for that? Can you cite that? But most people just take it on faith, and if the judge is right, and I don't recommend that.
Now, you got to object, but you've got to have a little bit of substance to your objection. You can't just say, I object to everything, Your Honor, because you don't even know. You got to have a little bit of understanding of what you're talking about. You got to use a little bit of their buzzwords in an effort to make sure that you stay on defense ground, not making the claim ground, right?
Absolutely. It's a world of difference to object and say, hey, you're wrong. It's another thing to say, objection, whereas, you know, the prosecution has no evidence. So if you make an affirmative statement, let it be like that, where you're saying the prosecution has no evidence, because it keeps the burden on the prosecutor where it belongs, as opposed to other statements people will say, well, objection, this isn't fair. you like you're saying, and you know, we want to keep the burden on them, we're going to have to still have a grounds for objection, which is one of the things that we go through in the workshop to be able to simplify things so people know instinctively, oh, that's wrong, objection, and here's why.
Now, it's kind of fascinating, too, when you object and you keep the burden of proof on them, it takes a little bit of understanding what you're doing. It takes not falling into their pitfalls. One of the things they will do oftentimes is they will cite references. They'll just spew garbage at you. And if you're not smart enough, they win the day because you don't know. And what one of the things that you need to understand is you got to have them prove that. Oftentimes, they'll cite general references of law that don't even relate to exactly what you're talking about. Okay? Or, for example, if you say, I'm not responsible for the IRS tax. I'm not legally obligated to pay this. It doesn't apply to me. They'll cite you the section where they say who it applies to. The problem is you're not in it. Even though they just cited you the reference, you think, oh man, now they got me. No, they don't. You got to read it. You got to exactly where, sir, and why don't you just state exactly what we're talking about here? You got to have them all the way to the proof, not just part way, huh?
Well, right, but I want you. You want to strike at the root. How you get away from, and you don't want to argue issues of law. You want to also always stick to issues of fact. So if you listen to my call of shames, I attack the argument that just because I'm physically here, the Constitution laws apply. So before we get into even anything the code says, we have to prove that it applies in the first place. And so you want a clarifying question. Sir, is it your position that just because I'm physically in North America, your Constitution applies to me? And they'll say, well, yes. What proof? And now we know we're on the same page. I understand your argument, sir. That's the foundation. Now, do you have any actual proof that that's true? And it doesn't matter at that point what the code says because there's no evidence that applies in the first place.
And that's where the role play comes into real value, because instead of just having these, well, now I don't know what to say thing, you actually get to go through a lot of the reality scenarios. And if you play the devil's advocate and you've been there a lot and you get people who understand the court system, you start using a lot of their arguments and words. And what's fascinating is once you really get past a lot of their rhetoric, they fall apart fast because they really don't have the education either, do they?
Well, it doesn't matter if they have, they're highly educated. Remember, I've done this with a Harvard Law grad who is the Supreme Court Chief Justice. The education is not the issue. What you're doing by asking these simple questions and keeping the burden on them is bringing out that regardless of their education, because they don't have the evidence.
All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Stevens with us, markstevens.net. You want to sign up for this educational opportunity, have your pen ready. We'll tell you how in seconds.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, October 24th, 9 to 5, all day long, in the Salt Lake City greater area, we're talking about the Quality Inn and Suites, 440 West, 5300 South in Murray, Utah, the greater Salt Lake area. There's a seminar going on this Saturday, the 24th. It's $75 per person for the whole day. You can register at wadeandmelanie.com, and is spelled out, wadeandmelanie.com. Have you ever had a traffic ticket, got an IRS audit, you're frustrated? Well, court's designed to be intentionally intimidating. However, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Stevens, markstevens.net, will basically help you understand how to fight this, what to do, how to handle it, okay? You'll learn the Socratic method of questioning. The burden of proof is on those making the allegation. Don't be foolish enough to shift it to yourself. You'll role play. You'll do mock trials. It's an incredible hands-on seminar. You'll learn how to write and file motions, Mark. This is one critical piece because you don't even have to argue before them if your motions oftentimes, and if you learn how to write and file those things timely, that's how the whole court works, is following their dot the I's, cross the T's garbage, right?
Well, it's supposed to, but the amount that they actually ignore the paperwork is kind of staggering. So while we do have many examples where they have granted the motion and things have been tossed out without a trial, it always makes sense to prep, do your role playing, and learn how to defend yourself as if you are definitely 100% chance going to court, because it may come up, it may come up later. Always prepare.
No doubt, always prepare. I'm just telling you, though, if you learn how to write and file those motions properly, you're documenting that they have to have the proof. If you don't write them correctly, you change the proof to yourself before you ever get there, and they'll use it against you.
You certainly can. And so the motion to dismiss template that I have available, and also for people who attend the workshop, is always based on lack of evidence.
And that's one of the big keys that you get with a seminar, a value right there. When you pay the $75 for the all-day seminar this Saturday, you get that as part of your kind of packet or your goods, right?
Right. Well, I sell separately the motion template with a number of other documents to help in court, and also a script that we use for role-playing. And so those are usually $50 together, And so trying to make it as minimal as possible to be able to teach people these things, because I want to see more people challenging them. I want to see more people standing up to these to them. And even if they ultimately have to pay us a fine, that they've stood up for themselves. Because a lot of people will call my show and say, even though I wound up paying, it was a valuable lesson. And then I know I can handle myself better if I am really under attack. I mean, if it's something really serious, not just a traffic ticket.
All right. You're going to learn. You're going to practice effectively cross-examining witnesses. This is one of the keys, isn't it?
Right. Because it's a skill that transfers. Because if you look at my call of shames, you'll notice that all I'm doing when I'm questioning an IRS agent or a prosecutor is I'm utilizing the skill of cross-examination out of the court. So like I wrote in the book of my new book, Government Indicted, that every time I'm speaking to one of these agents, I'm doing a cross-examination. And it's critically it's one of the few skills that attorneys have that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. That is the key. You have to know how to question. It's not a difficult thing. It's just being able to, if you go, when you go through the role playing and you understand the Socratic method, there are no curveballs that they can throw at you, because you always fall back on the Socratic method. So regardless of the junk, like you mentioned before, if they throw XYZ citation at you or they make something up, you always have the Socratic method to fall back on, knowing the tactic, that the procedure, I do not take a burden on myself, and I'm just going to ask questions.
And learning how to fight the intimidation battle is the biggest key. Then learning how to cross-examine witnesses effectively. Role-playing and doing mock trials so that you get good at it on your feet is one of the keys. Learning the Socratic method of questioning is key. It's also important to learn how to read. Now, I know that sounds goofy. People are going to laugh at me. But listen, you need to learn to read with detailed comprehension. You need to understand the value, the definitions of words. That's also how they kind of manipulate the game. If you agree to a false definition from the get-go, you've lost.
Well, right. And that's why I mentioned before, you always want to control the course of the conversation as you would in a cross-examination, and do not allow them to use their weasel words of art. So if they're going to use something, I mean, I have an example of this on the website, on the Call of Shames. When they say the word state, I just ask them, well, wait a minute, what facts are you trying to convey to me when you use the word state? So you want to call them out on their weasel words. If they are going to insist on using them, then make sure you make your objection or you question them on what they're trying to convey to you with that word.
And I'm
going to
prove your point quite well with this. Hey, I'm not even sure I can define the word is, Mark. I think the word is kind of complicated there. I'm just saying, and I really don't remember. I don't remember any of that. Now, think about that classic Bill Clinton scenario. They couldn't define the word is, or they didn't know what that meant, and they couldn't remember. Isn't that pretty critical? They got it, didn't they?
Yeah, if we had more time, there's ways of, you know, of getting around that. And just briefly, what you're doing, what I would do is I would attack the witness's competency and credibility at that point.
Yeah, I'm just bringing up the idea, though, that they understood the definition of words and they proved it, and it went national. And sure, we don't use it the same as these insider thugs do. Nevertheless, the point is made about the value of words and the value of, you got to get those definitions in place. You got to challenge what they mean, for starters, before you ever even get to what their claim is.
Right, and again, the merits of their claim are irrelevant, and everything really is irrelevant until the one making the claim puts the evidence on the table and has a qualified witness to support the base argument, the foundational argument that their laws apply to you. And I have a standing challenge on my show. If there's anybody who's a skeptic, and that's great, if you believe that, like for Utah example, that there's any evidence proving that just because I'm physically or you're physically in Utah, that the Constitution and laws apply, and those called government, which are just men and women forcing you to pay them, that those apply, please, you're more than welcome to call my show or contact me on my website, markstevens.net, and present the evidence. No one, regardless of the education level, has been able to do so.
All right, where's your show? What network's it on, or how do people hear that?
You can hear it at markstevens.net. We're on the Liberty Radio Network. It's lrn.fm, and we're live every Saturday. Well, not this Saturday, but because of the workshop, but most Saturdays from 4 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. And everyone that I have questioned, regardless of the education level and of practically all levels of government, none of them have been able to present a single shred of evidence supporting their argument that just because you're physically in Utah, that the Constitution laws apply. And that is foundational. And that's something I would bring up every step of the way. And it's absolutely essential to the alleged crime that they're accusing you of, because 95% or more of so-called crimes are not real crimes. They're only crimes because a politician said so. So it's essential to there actually being a crime that the Constitution laws apply. And they'll lie to you and say, well, we don't have to prove that. Oh, so you're allowed to speculate in this court. Can I speculate too? Obviously, you and I can't. We're exposing the double standard.
Defending against bureaucratic legal attacks, ladies and gentlemen, a seminar going on in Utah in the greater Salt Lake area this Saturday, the 24th, 9 to 5, $75 a person. The location is at the Quality Inn and Suites in Murray, Utah. And it's available now. Go to wadeandmelanie.com to sign up. MarkStevens.net for his talk show. and to learn all about what's happening and to learn about this. People need to understand how to defend themselves. People need to understand not to take on the burden of proof. People need to learn the Socratic method of questioning. They need to role play, do mock trials, understand how to write and file motions, practice effectively cross-examining witnesses, learn to read with detailed comprehensions and understand the real value, the meaning of words, discuss the nature of governments, tyrants, due process procedures. That procedure is all important, too, and learning in general how it works and getting an idea of how to deal with that. It all happens at the seminar this Saturday, wadeandmelanie.com to figure that out. If you could tell America one thing before the broadcast ends, Mark, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to resolve the contradictions in your own mind, your own thinking, and reject the concept that we need a ruling class or rulers, and that we can have a free, voluntary society based on the basic principle of do no harm that applies to everyone, and stop accepting the double standard that the basic principles of right and wrong don't apply to certain special people that we mislabel as government.
And you can't believe that wrong is now right because government says so, or right is now wrong because government says so. Look, right and wrong is defined by moral law, not by bureaucrats. And that's kind of the first fundamental understanding to gain in this. Natural law is the order of the day, even in the court. Final word, Mark.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to getting back into Salt Lake and doing the workshop and hearing from people who have gone through this and have had good and bad happen, but can testify to the effectiveness of the Socratic questioning method and not allowing these bureaucrats to have any sacred cow.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. MarkStevens.net, his website for his talk show, to learn more, etc. If you want to sign up for the seminar this Saturday, 9 to 5 in Murray, Utah, Quality Inn and Suites, get it done now. Go to wadeandmelanie.com. That's A-N-D, by the way, wadeandmelanie.com. Mark Stevens, thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 1 hour in the can. We talked to anarchist number one, first hour. Anarchist number two coming up, second hour. How do you dig them apples? Becky Akers live with us, second hour on Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, folks, libertyroundtable.com, our website. We the people can and will restore our grand old republic. You got to work hard, though. We need your help. libertyroundtable.com. Click on donate to help us grow. This nation shall endure.